call the meeting to order. Welcome to the November meeting, which is our big meeting of the year. The first item on the agenda is a motion to move into executive session. I need to read the following resolution. This meeting today conforms with the Open Public Meetings Act, and as per the requirements of the statute, notification of this meeting has been filed with the Secretary of State and with the following newspapers: Daily Racing Form, Bergen Record, Asbury Park Press, Courier Post, and the Star Ledger. Whereas in order to protect the personal privacy and to avoid situations wherein the public interest might be disturbed, the Open Public Meetings Act permits bodies to exclude from the public that portion of a meeting at which certain matters are discussed. Now, therefore, be it resolved that consistent with NJSA 10:4-12B, the Commission will now adjourn to executive session to obtain legal advice protected from disclosure by the attorney-client privilege on the following matters. 1. Legal advice concerning the grant of 2025 standardbred permits to conduct racing at New Meadowlands Racetrack, the grant of 2025 thoroughbred permits to conduct racing at Monmouth Park and the Meadowlands, including the special steeplechase permit for racing at Moreland Farm, and the allocation of race dates to the permit holders. 2. Legal advice concerning the distribution of the casino simulcasting special fund monies accumulated in 2023, totaling $281,941.19. 3. Legal advice concerning the initial decision in Frank W. Sepouris versus New Jersey Racing Commission, OAL docket number RAC 13278-23. 4. Other legal advice. Discussion of the above matters falls within the exceptions under the law, specifically matters falling within the attorney-client privilege, to the extent that confidentiality is required in order for the Commission's attorney to exercise his ethical duties as a lawyer, and or matters involving pending or anticipated litigation. Is there a motion to move into executive session?
I'll make that motion.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Commissioner DiMarzo?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Tamara?
Yes.
Commissioner Vetrano?
Yes.
Okay. The public session will resume at 1 o'clock p.m. For the commissioners on the phone, you will need to hang up and dial a different phone number to enter the executive session. The phone number should be in your meeting packet.
Okay, give me 2 seconds.
Welcome to AT&T's teleconference service. Please enter your access code, followed by... To join the conference as the host, press star. Otherwise, please enter your host password, followed by the pound sign. There are 1 participant conference as the host. For a menu of available commands, press star pound.
Hi, Jason Settlemore from the Meadowlands.
Hi, Jason. This is Sarah Ben-David.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
Who else do we have on the line?
John Ryan, Monmouth Park.
I'm sorry, was that you, John?
Sam Govecor is here.
Sam, welcome.
It's John Himes, Monmouth Park.
Hi, John. I thought that was you. Anyone else?
Thank you. Chris McRelane, Penn Entertainment, Freehold Raceway.
Hi, Chris.
Dennis Grayson, Monmouth Park.
Senator. Hello, Dennis.
Hello. He's enjoying life.
Anyone else on the line? Okay. Do we want to open the door and... No, I don't think I heard the commissioners, actually, so... Do we have any commissioners on the line?
Yeah, Commissioner Tamaro.
I knew Nancy Carmoli is out there.
Is that Mr. Larry DeMarzo? Okay. All right. I think we have all three commissioners on the phone and two in person.
Oh, yeah, she's out here.
Yeah.
Yes. Hi, Al.
Al! Hello!
How are you?
How are you?
How are you?
What are you doing with a cane?
Oh, I've had some fractures here and there, so I take it as a precaution walking on the sidewalks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Be dangerous.
He wants everybody to feel bad for him.
I'd like to welcome everyone to the public portion of our meeting. Sorry we're running a little late today. We're going to dive right into our agenda, which is very long, as is typical for our November meeting. Item 2 on the agenda is the approval of the executive and public session minutes of the October 2nd, 2024 commission meeting. Is there a motion to approve?
I'll make that motion.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Commissioner Beck?
I think I have to abstain. I wasn't official for that meeting.
Okay. Commissioner DeMarzo?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Tamaro?
Yes.
Commissioner Vetrano?
Yes.
Okay. Motion passes. Item 3 on the agenda are permits and the allocation of race dates. The renewal of permits is subject to NJSA 5:5-44. Under that statute, permits are to be renewed where it is in the public interest to do so. NJSA 5:5-43 requires applications for race dates to be filed with the commission prior to October 15th of each year and to be acted upon at a meeting held not later than December 1st of the same year. For the steeplechase meet at Moreland Farm, NJSA 5:5-38.2 requires the commission to notify the governing bodies of the municipalities where the special steeplechase race meeting is to be held, and the statute grants them 30 days to object. New Meadowlands Racetrack LLC has applied to renew its harness permit and has requested 90 standard bred race dates. Meadowlands proposes to race 82 days starting on January 3rd, 2025 and ending on September 13th, 2025, and 8 days starting on December 11th, 2025 and ending on December 27th, 2025. This is the same number of race dates as requested for 2024. The Standard Bred Breeders and Owners Association has submitted its written consent to these race dates. Darby Development LLC has applied to renew its 3 permits and has requested a total of 72 thoroughbred race dates. Darby proposes to race 50 days at Monmouth Park starting on May 10th, 2025 and ending on September 14th, 2025. 21 days at the Meadowlands starting on September 19th, 2025 and ending November 29th, 2025. And one day at Moorland Farm on October 18th, 2025, pursuant to a special steeplechase permit. This is an increase of 10 days compared to the race dates requested for 2024. The Thoroughbred Horsemen's Association has submitted its written consent to the Thoroughbred date request. Notably, both Monmouth Park and Meadowlands Racetrack have indicated that they intend to further discuss the proposed 21-day Thoroughbred meet at the Meadowlands. In considering the allocation of race dates, the Commission must consider the four public interest factors set forth in NJSA 5:5-44, which are 1. Protect the state's revenue. 2. Provide for the continuity of year-round racing to promote the racing industry and the employment which it provides. 3. Provide recreational opportunities for residents. And 4. Maintain and improve the state's competitive position with regard to neighboring racing states. At this time, the Commission will accept any comments or questions anyone may have regarding the requested race dates. Would anyone like to comment on the race date requests? We did receive one comment from a member of the public with regard to this item. It came in by email from a Jean Public, and the comment was as follows. Oppose granting permits for racing at Meadowlands, Monmouth Park, Moorland Park. No race dates should be permitted. Horses are dying on these tracks. Does anyone have any questions for our intrepid permit holders? Yes, Nancy.
Nancy Corbelia. I represent the New Jersey Sire Stakes Board. I just have one comment, and I know that it deals with the New Jersey Sire Stakes, the Standardbred Development Fund. Which basically is run, those races are run from September through October at Freehold Racetrack, which is attached to the $1.6 million that is allocated by the state and is taking place at Freehold, which is not an opportunity at this particular point. So at some particular point, we are concerned about where those races are going to occur. And I'm concerned about whether or not there's going to be space or time to have those races at the Meadowlands with the calendar that's presented here, if we are going to lock them out of the Meadowlands. So that is a major concern for the New Jersey Sire Stakes Board of Trustees at this particular point, and I'm just raising it at this time. We haven't discussed what's going to happen with the racetrack at and the horsemen at Freehold at this particular point, but I just want to make note of that at this time, especially since we're talking about giving the Thoroughbreds dates from September 19th through November 29th. That will conflict with the Standardbred Development Fund races, which we always held at Freehold Racetrack, and that will impact on our program, which you know is run through the Department of Agriculture. So I just want to make that note to everybody.
It's a legitimate concern, extremely legitimate. Those folks will be paying into that fund to have those races, and they've paid already, mm-hmm. nominated the horses, so
absolutely.
There's going to have to be a venue to host those races.
Yes, and yesterday at my Board of Trustees meeting, we were talking about the number of horses that would be involved, the number of yearlings potentially that would be nominated, and the 2 and the 3-year-olds. I don't have those figures in front of me, but I can provide them to the Racing Commission at some point if you need them.
Any further discussion before we consider a motion?
The only thing, just as we discussed earlier, calendars can be amended. So that if there had to be, calendar can be amended at some point to host those races.
Yeah, just as a factual point there, I think it's NJSA 5:5-43 that contains a provision. I know everyone thinks of October 15th as like the deadline, but it the statute, I'm not here to provide legal advice, but as a factual matter, the statute does allow for race date applications to be submitted essentially on an ongoing basis throughout the year, and the obligation for the Racing Commission would be to act on those applications within a 60-day period. So we do typically take race date applications by October 15th and act upon them by December 1st, but the statute does contain additional language about other race date applications coming in during the year.
Okay. I just thought it was important for me to make note of that because I think it's important. And I'll discuss the impact of what's happening at Freehold during the public portion.
Sarah, I think you know that there is ongoing communication and discussions about how the Meadowlands will be addressing the 1.6 in a number of days, but can't go any further until legislation passes the law so that it can be done. Right now, it's just hanging out there. You have the money, and now we're trying to figure out a way to deal with it. AJ, our lobbyist, has been talking to Gopal, Sarlo, Coughlin, Senate President. There's ongoing discussions. I've been told that they can't act on anything until sometime beginning of December. So we're going to be dealing with it at that time. I have had meetings directly with the Meadowlands maybe a month ago when this first came about with Jason, Jeff, and their accountants, Mark Ford, myself, and one of our directors. So we've been communicating with them. They were supposed to submit a proposal to us what they would like to do, but I don't think they're going to do that until the law is passed about the 1.6 million. So we're going to be dealing with that sometime in December, from what I can tell. And it will not be 85 days. Okay, I think all of us know that. Anyway.
Conversations are good.
Yeah, and this is Jason from the Meadowlands, and the horsemen, the SBOA, is going to have a conversation with Mr. Grazen as well. So, you know, but we are prepared once we get everything worked out to, as Ms. Ben David had pointed out, to resubmit if needed.
Any additional comments before we consider a motion? Okay, so staff recommends that we table the steeplechase meet. The commission did send the required written notice to the governing bodies of Bedminster Township and the borough of Far Hills on October 24th, 2024. The Township Committee of the Township of Bedminster did adopt a resolution on November 4th, 2024 in support of Darby's application for a special permit. But to date, no response has been received from the borough of Far Hills. As a result, the commission really cannot act on the special steeplechase permit application at today's meeting. Far Hills has until November 23rd to respond. So, is there a motion to table action regarding the special steeplechase permit for the Far Hills steeplechase meet?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion? Commissioner Beck?
Yes.
Commissioner DiMarzo?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Tomorrow?
Yes.
Commissioner Vetrano?
Yes.
For the remaining permits and race date applications, staff recommends that the permits and applications can be approved. However, this thoroughbred meet should be tabled with respect to the meet that's going to take place at the Meadowlands. I believe Mr. Settlemore just represented, and it's staff's understanding as well, that the calendars might continue to be discussed among the two tracks and potentially resubmitted with revised dates. So with the length and potentially the circumstances of the thoroughbred meet at Meadowlands possibly changing, we recommend tabling that portion of the application in order to provide the permit holders with time to finalize their plans. So do I have a motion to approve the permits and race date applications with the exception of the thoroughbred meet at Meadowlands, which will be tabled for a decision at a later public meeting?
I'll make that motion.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Commissioner Beck?
Yes.
Commissioner DiMarzo?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yeah.
Commissioner Tomorrow?
Yes.
Commissioner Vetrano?
Yes.
All right. Item 4 on the agenda is the approval of officials, pools, post time, prices, and wagering format for the 2025 standard bred dates, which you have just allocated to New Meadowlands Racetrack LLC. Under the current calendar, there will be approximately 11 to 13 races on Fridays and Saturdays, and 9 to 11 races on Thursdays and Sundays. As explained earlier, the calendar right now has the 2025 standard bred meet beginning on January 3rd, 2025, and continuing through September 13th, 2025. The meet is then scheduled to resume on December 11th, 2025, and to run through December 27th, 2025. First race post time on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays will be 6:20 p.m., except for Hambletonian Day on October 2nd, 2025, which would be 12 noon. Also, there will be 8 days of racing on Sundays. First race post time for those 8 Sundays will be 5 o'clock p.m. The operating officials and wagering format, which is included in your meeting packet, will remain the same as those the commission approved for the meet that is currently taking place at Meadowlands Racetrack, with 2 exceptions. This year, the security manager will be Jim Davis, and the assistant starter will be John DeSimone Jr. Is there a motion to approve the racing and wagering format?
I'm sorry, before you consider item 4, maybe this demonstration, maybe I didn't hear, but the commissioner's act on the Monmouth Park meet and the standard ring meet of the Monmouth and Meadowlands, I didn't hear a quote.
What's the question, Dennis?
You tabled the thoroughbred meet at the Meadowlands and the Far Hills meet, but have the commissioners voted on the Monmouth Park application and the Meadowlands application?
Yes.
For the balance of the days?
Yes. I believe the intent was the commissioners just voted to approve the remainder of the applications and race dates.
It was done as a single motion. Instead of 2 separate, we just did it as 1. Motion. I guess we could have done it as 2 separate, but...
Sorry, I didn't hear.
No problem.
It's okay.
Do we think that's in any way unclear?
I mean, we could take it.
Not with that explanation. I just didn't hear that you approved the other day.
Yep.
Okay. Well, if we're comfortable with that, we can go back to item 4. I was looking for a motion to approve the racing and wagering format for the Meadowlands. Would anyone like to make that motion?
So moved.
Motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Commissioner Beck?
Yes.
Commissioner DiMarzo?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Tomorrow?
Yes.
Commissioner Vetrano?
Yes.
Item 5 is the renewal of licenses for off-track wagering facilities located in Woodbridge, Bayonne, and Hillsboro. NJSA 5:5-130 allows the commission to issue a license to the New Jersey Sports and Exposition Authority to conduct off-track wagering. However, the law allows for the license to be assigned to a permit holder, provided the authority retains responsibility for license renewals. The requirements for renewal of off-track wagering licenses are set forth in NJAC 13:74-2.3. That regulation requires the off-track wagering licensee to prove by clear and convincing evidence: 1. The plan for continued operation reflects appropriate standards of quality. 2. The renewal will not be inimical to public interest and racing industry. 3. The participation agreement meets the requirements of the Act. And 4. The OTW licensee is in compliance with the Act and any conditions imposed. The regulation also requires that the permit holders at Monmouth Park and Meadowlands Racetrack have scheduled the minimum number of live race dates required by NJSA 5:5-156. The commission has received a timely application from New Meadowlands Racetrack LLC to renew its license for the off-track wagering facility located in Bayonne. Timely applications also were received from Darby Development LLC to renew its licenses to conduct off-track wagering at facilities located in Woodbridge and Hillsboro. The authority has submitted a letter consenting to the renewal of the off-track wagering licenses. Staff reviewed the applications and determined them to be complete and in compliance with the requirements in NJAC 13:74-2.3. Each of the licensees remain in good standing with the commission. The commission has just granted the renewal of permits and allocated race dates with certain exceptions. But even with those exceptions, the items that we tabled, each permit holder is still in compliance with the required minimum number of race dates. Any decision to renew the off-track wagering licenses is subject to the review and approval of the Attorney General. Staff recommends renewal of the licenses. Draft orders and proposed conditions have been provided to you in your meeting packets. The conditions are substantially similar to those imposed last year, with a few exceptions which are detailed in your packet. To highlight, condition number 8 would require that executed simulcasting agreements be filed with the commission at least 5 business days prior to the commencement of the related simulcasting. Previously, no time limitation was stated. The new requirement provides adequate time for commission employees to review and process those agreements. Is there a motion to approve the renewal of the off-track wagering licenses for 2025 and authorize the acting executive director to issue the orders on the commission's behalf?
I'll make that motion.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Commissioner Beck?
Yes.
Commissioner DiMarzo?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Tomorrow?
Yes.
Commissioner Vetrano?
Yes.
Moving right along here. Item 6 is the renewal of the account wagering license for 2025. NJAC 13:74-3.2 sets forth the requirements for the renewal of an account wagering license. That regulation requires the account wagering licensee to demonstrate by clear and convincing evidence that account wagers will continue to be accurately processed with sufficient safeguards to maintain integrity. The renewal will not be inimical to the public interest and the horse racing industry. And the account wagering licensee is in compliance with the act, rules, and conditions imposed by the commission. The regulation also requires that the permit holders at Monmouth Park and Meadowlands Racetrack have scheduled the minimum number of live race dates required by NJSA 5:5-156. The New Jersey Sports and Exposition Authority filed a timely application to renew the account wagering license for calendar year 2025. Staff reviewed the application and determined it to be complete and in compliance with the requirements of NJAC 13:74-3.2. The authority remains in good standing with the commission. Darby Development LLC will continue to manage the account wagering system as the authority's agent. TVG Network will continue to provide platform services. Global Tote will continue to provide totalizator services. As stated earlier, each permit holder is in compliance with the required minimum race dates. Staff recommends renewal of the account wagering license. Draft orders and proposed conditions have been provided to you. One condition is that any decision to renew the account wagering license shall be subject to the review and approval of the Attorney General. The conditions remain mostly the same from last year, except for condition numbers 5, 16, and 17. Those conditions were revised to allow for the possibility of additional operators providing platform services to the account wagering system. Is there a motion to approve the renewal of the account wagering license for 2025 and authorize the executive director to issue the final determination and order on the commission's behalf?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Commissioner Beck?
Yes.
Commissioner DiMarzo?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Tomorrow?
Yes.
Commissioner Vetrano?
Yes.
Okay. Item 7 are requests from the permit holders. The permit holders are seeking to participate in intrastate and interstate simulcasting, both sending and receiving, and to conduct parimutuel wagering, common pool and separate pool, on those signals in calendar year 2025. Interstate simulcasting between a New Jersey racetrack and an out-of-state entity falls under both state and federal law. The New Jersey Simulcasting Racing Act allows a New Jersey racetrack to apply to the commission for approval to export its signal to a legal wagering entity in another jurisdiction for parimutuel wagering in that other jurisdiction. The Federal Interstate Horse Racing Act allows wagers to be taken on interstate horse races, provided approvals are obtained from the host racetrack, the host horseman's group, and both state racing commissions. As a result, consent from the New Jersey Racing Commission is needed. Intrastate simulcasting is governed by the New Jersey Simulcasting Racing Act. Under that law, the commission's approval may be granted if the receiving track demonstrates to the satisfaction of the commission that it has conducted a regularly scheduled race meeting pursuant to an annual permit and has complied with the terms of the permit or agrees to do so. Compliance with the New Jersey Simulcasting Racing Act also requires approval from the host horseman's group. If live racing is being conducted at the receiving track, the horsemen's group at the receiving track also must consent. As stated earlier, each permit holder is in compliance with the required minimum number of dates. Staff recommends approval of the requests subject to the conditions in Schedules E, F, and G. The conditions are substantially similar to those imposed last year, with a few exceptions, which are detailed in your packet. In all three schedules, the deadline for filing executed simulcasting agreements is now 5 business days. In Schedule F, there's also a new condition which provides guidance to the industry about how to submit any additional wagering requests during the calendar year. Is there a motion to approve the requests to conduct intra and interstate simulcasting and to allow parimutuel wagering subject to the conditions in Schedules E, F, and G, and to consent to the interstate parimutuel wagers?
Make that motion.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion? Commissioner Beck.
Yes.
Commissioner DiMarzo.
Yes.
Commissioner Perez.
Yes.
Commissioner Tomorrow.
Yes.
Commissioner Vetrano.
Yes.
Okay. Item 8 is a request by the Borgata. The Borgata is seeking to receive intrastate simulcasts from New Jersey racetracks to receive interstate simulcasts from the out-of-state racetracks listed in your meeting packet, and to conduct parimutuel wagering on those simulcast signals in calendar year 2025. Interstate simulcasting between the casino simulcasting facility at the Borgata and out-of-state racetracks is governed by both state and federal law. The New Jersey Casino Simulcasting Act requires the Borgata to seek approval of the particular out-of-state racetracks. Those tracks also are required to be licensed by the New Jersey Division of Gaming Enforcement. The Commission's approval must be granted only if approval is in the best interest of the public and the racing industry in New Jersey. As I explained previously, the Interstate Horse Racing Act requires the Borgata to seek the Commission's consent to its receipt of interstate wagers. Intrastate simulcasting between the casino simulcasting facility at the Borgata and in-state tracks falls under the New Jersey Casino Simulcasting Act. That law requires the permit holders to seek approval to simulcast to the Borgata. It requires the permit holders to conduct the minimum number of live race dates required by NJSA 5:5-156. As stated earlier, each permit holder is in compliance with the required minimum race dates. Staff recommend that the Commission approve the intrastate and interstate simulcasting and parimutuel wagering subject to compliance with the conditions in Schedules B and C. The conditions are substantially similar to those imposed last year, with a few exceptions, which are detailed in your meeting packet. In both schedules, the deadline for filing simulcasting agreements has been changed from 4 days to 5 business days. In Schedule C, there's also a new condition which provides guidance to the industry about how to submit additional wagering requests during the calendar year. Is there a motion to approve the Borgata's and the permit holders' requests subject to the conditions in Schedules B and C, approve the sending tracks, and consent to the interstate wagers?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? Commissioner Beck.
Yes.
Commissioner DiMarzo.
Yes.
Commissioner Perez.
Yes.
Commissioner Tomorrow.
Yes.
Commissioner Vetrano.
Yes.
Item 9 is a request by Monmouth Park for the Commission to consent to the acceptance of fixed odds wagers on out-of-state races in 2025. Fixed odds is governed by the New Jersey Fixed Odds Wagering Act. The licensing and regulation of fixed odds is handled by the New Jersey Division of Gaming Enforcement. It allows the Division of Gaming Enforcement to issue a fixed odds wagering license to the New Jersey Sports and Exposition Authority. However, operation and control of the fixed odds wagering system can be transferred to a racetrack permit holder. Such transfer did occur earlier this year when operation and control was transferred to Darby Development, LLC. In addition, interstate wagers on horse races, including fixed odds wagers, are governed by the Federal Interstate Horse Racing Act. As explained previously, that law allows interstate wagering on horse races only if consent is obtained from certain entities, including the consent of the Horse Racing Commission in the state where the race is conducted and the off-track racing commission in the state where the wager is accepted. The New Jersey Racing Commission, as the off-track wagering commission, would have to consent. The request by Darby Development, LLC was submitted on October 8, 2024, in conjunction with BetMakers. General Manager and in-house counsel John Himes stated that all contracts authorizing fixed odds wagering will be filed with the New Jersey Division of Gaming Enforcement and the New Jersey Racing Commission. Mr. Himes also indicated that all simulcasting is subject to applicable state statutes and the Interstate Horse Racing Act. Is there a motion to consent to interstate fixed odds wagers for the racetracks listed in the meeting packet, subject to Monmouth Park's compliance with state and federal laws, including the Interstate Horse Racing Act?
So moved.
Second.
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 Any discussion? Commissioner Beck?
Yes.
Commissioner DiMarzo?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez, what was your vote?
Yes.
Commissioner Tomorrow?
Yes.
Commissioner Vetrano?
Yes.
Item 10 is a request by Global Tote US LLC for approval to continue to provide totalizator services and act as the hub facility at the Mount Laurel Data Center in 2025. The Racing Act of 1940 allows permit holders to conduct parimutuel wagering at a place in the race meeting grounds or enclosure, provided such place is equipped with a machine capable of the accurate and speedy calculation of money in each pool and on each horse and of the amount of money payable to winning patrons. And such information must be displayed to patrons. A similar requirement applies to off-track wagering facilities. Commission regulations further require off-track wagering facilities, the account wagering system, and the casino simulcasting facility at the Borgata to use a hub facility for processing wagers. To meet these requirements, the racetracks, off-track wagering facilities, the Borgata, and account wagering system contract with Global Tote for totalizator services and to operate the hub facility in Mount Laurel. Global Tote continues to be in good standing with the commission. Staff recommends approval subject to compliance with the conditions in Schedule D. The conditions are substantially similar to those imposed last year, with a few exceptions which are detailed in your packet. The deadline for filing simulcast agreements has been changed from 4 days to 5 days. In addition, Condition 3 has been revised to clarify that an operator working in Mount Laurel must be trained to work in New Jersey. The same condition has been revised to clarify that a manager must be present anytime wagering is open. Condition 6 was revised to clarify what information should be submitted to the commission regarding non-transmitted wagers. Condition 7 was added to require Global Tote to perform wager testing and certification at the request of the commission. Finally, Condition 11 was revised to allow for the possibility of another licensed platform services provider operating in New Jersey. Is there a motion to approve Global Tote US LLC to continue to provide totalizator services and act as the hub facility in 2024, subject to the conditions in Schedule D?
So moved.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion? Commissioner Beck.
Yes.
Commissioner DiMarzo.
Yes.
Commissioner Perez.
Yes.
Commissioner Tomorrow.
Yes.
Commissioner Vetrano.
Yes.
Item 11.
Just a note, I'm going to have to, my apologies, it's Jennifer Beck. I'm going to have to join remotely. I'm catching a flight this afternoon, so.
Which they
but
won't,
I will
they
get,
won't
I will it? Dial back in remotely so that I can continue to participate. And my pleasure to meet everybody.
Yes.
And
see you again.
Look forward to working with you.
Yes.
Can do is we can proceed with our agenda because we have the quorum even without Commissioner Beck, and then whenever she's able to rejoin us remotely, you know, we'll hear her come on the line and she can proceed with voting on those items. Item 11, our requests to conduct advanced wagering, full or partial card, on certain designated races of national interest in 2025. Pursuant to NJSA 5:5-22.2, the Commission has the authority to allow future wagers or advance wagers to be offered by racetracks, the casino simulcasting facility, and OTWs, and through the account wagering system. Advance wagers consists of wagering on prospective entrants for specific races with wagering conducted in advance, one or more parimutuel pools formed and closed on dates prior to the date of the race, and all wagers considered final and no refunds paid, even if for any reason an entrant fails to participate in the race. Under NJSA 5:5-119, the Commission may permit wagering on simulcast races of national interest. The racetracks, OTWs, the Borgata, and the account wagering system are all seeking approval to conduct advanced wagering, full or partial card, on certain designated races of national interest in 2025. The list of these races is in your meeting packet. Staff recommends approval subject to certain conditions. Last year, the Commission's approval was subject to two conditions. Excuse me, who just joined the line?
Jennifer Beck.
Great, great. Good to have you back. We're on item 11. To review what occurred last year, the Commission's approval was subject to two conditions. One, no advance wagering could commence until program information had been received from the host track and was approved by the supervisor of mutuals. And two, all wagering had to be in compliance with the common pool procedures and regulations of this commission. This year, staff believes that any approval for the permit holders, OTWs, and account wagering system should be subject to schedules E and F. Those schedules pertain to intrastate and interstate simulcasting. For the Borgata, approval should be subject to schedules B and C because those schedules relate to casino simulcasting. In addition, the Commission should once again require that program wagering information must be received from the host track and approved by the supervisor of mutuals. Is there a motion to approve the request to conduct advanced wagering on the designated races of national interest in 2025, subject to the conditions recommended by staff?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion? Commissioner Beck. Did we lose you?
Yes.
Commissioner DiMarzo.
Yes.
Commissioner Perez.
Yes.
Commissioner Tamaro.
Yes.
Commissioner Vetrano.
Yes.
Item 12. Our requests to offer certain designated special wagers of national interest and to conduct advanced wagering in 2025. As explained previously, the Commission has the authority to allow future wagers or advanced wagers to be offered by racetracks, the casino simulcasting facility, and OTWs, and through the account wagering system. The racetracks, OTWs, the Borgata, and the account wagering system are all seeking approval to offer and conduct advanced wagering on special wagers of national interest in 2025. The special wagers are in your meeting packet. Staff recommends approval subject to conditions. Last year, the Commission considered and approved similar requests to offer special wagers of national interest. The Commission's approval was subject to Schedules F and H. In addition, the Commission authorized the Executive Director to consider and approve any additional requests that may be filed during the calendar year, subject to the same conditions. This year, staff recommends any approval for the permit holders, OTWs, and account wagering system can once again be subject to Schedule F. Schedule F is the schedule for interstate simulcasting. Staff also recommend that the Commission further condition its approval on compliance with Schedule E. Schedule E contains conditions for intrastate simulcasting. Some of the requested special wagers pertain to intrastate races. For the Borgata, approval can be subject to Schedules B and C because those schedules pertain to casino simulcasting. Schedule H can once again be applied to all entities as it contains conditions for special wagers of national interest. In addition, staff recommends that the Commission also require program wagering information to be received from the host track and approved by the supervisor of mutuals. You have just required such information as a condition of your approval for advanced wagering on races of national interest, and staff recommends that they be imposed for consistency as a condition for offering special wagers of national interest. Is there a motion to approve the requests regarding the special wagers of national interest subject to the conditions recommended by staff?
So moved.
I'll move.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion? Commissioner Beck?
Yes.
Commissioner DiMarzo?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Tamaro?
Yes.
Commissioner Vetrano?
Yes.
Throughout the calendar year, the Commission receives additional requests to offer special wagers of national interest and to conduct advanced wagering upon them. In past years, the Commission has authorized the Executive Director to consider and approve additional requests filed during the calendar year, subject to the conditions in the applicable schedules. Is there a motion to authorize the Acting Executive Director to approve requests in 2025, subject to the conditions in applicable schedules?
So moved.
Second? Any discussion? Commissioner Beck?
Yes.
Commissioner DiMarzo?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Tamaro?
Yes.
Commissioner Vetrano?
Yes.
All right. Item 13 is the distribution of the Casino Simulcasting Special Fund. Do have a correction regarding the amount. It is listed on the agenda as $281,941.19. However, our financial management staff have advised me that it should be $281,574.48. The Casino Simulcasting Act requires a certain percentage of money from wagering activity to be deposited into the Casino Simulcasting Special Fund. The law requires the Commission to disperse any money deposited into the CSSF on an annual basis so that it can be used for four specific purposes, which are identified in order of priority in subsections A, B, C, and D of NJSA 5:12-205. For any amounts remaining after payments under these subsections, the statute requires the Commission to compensate in the following order of priority. 1. Any racetrack whose financial well-being has been negatively affected by casino simulcasting. 2. Any racetrack that is financially distressed. 3. Any horseman's organization which will use the money to fund a project beneficial to the racing industry. And 4. All racetracks on an equal basis. This year, each of the three racetracks submitted requests where they stated that their financial well-being has been negatively impacted by casino simulcasting and that they are financially distressed. Monmouth Park requested the most significant share of available CSSF monies. Freehold Raceway requested a reasonable portion of available funds, and Meadowlands Racetrack requested an appropriate portion of the money. At the October meeting, the Commission closed the record and appointed Commissioners DiMarzo and Vetrano to serve on the CSSF Committee. The committee met on October 17, 2024, and October 31st, 2024, to consider the requests and develop their recommendations for distribution of these monies. In the past, the Commission has allocated 80% of the CSSF monies equally among the three racetracks. This year, the committee recommends that the Commission find Monmouth Park and Meadowlands Racetrack qualified to receive CSSF money because they were negatively affected by casino simulcasting and they are financially distressed. With the announcement on September 19, 2024, that Freehold Raceway will cease operations on December 28, 2024, and will no longer operate as a racetrack, the committee recommends that the portion of the CSSF money that would have been allocated to Freehold Raceway should instead be tabled until the input of interested parties is received by the Commission. If this recommendation is followed and applied to the corrected total fund amount, $75,086.52 would be distributed to Monmouth Park. $75,086.52 would be distributed to Meadowlands Racetrack, and $75,086.52, which would have been allocated to Freehold Raceway, would be tabled. The committee next considered the requests submitted by the horsemen's organizations to use the money to fund projects beneficial to the racing industry. The Standardbred Breeders and Owners Association requested, quote, a fair distribution, which will be used for the Health and Welfare Trust and to support the Backstretch Community Assistance Program. The SBOA indicates that it would be willing to distribute approximately 12% of the funds to the Standardbred Retirement Foundation and approximately 3% to Horse Rescue United. the THA requested 5% of the CSSF money, which it will use to fund the dental prescription and eyeglass benefit program and the weekly health clinic that it provides to the backstretch community. The TBA requested $28,194.19, which it will use for distribution of its 2024 New Jersey Bread Incentive Program. The committee found and recommends that the commission also find that all three horsemen's organizations have identified projects that are beneficial to the horse racing industry. The committee recommends that the remaining 20% of the CSSF money be divided equally by breed. If that recommendation is followed and applied to the corrected total fund amount, $28,157.44 would be allocated to the SBOA, $14,078.72 would be allocated to the THA, and $14,078.72 would be allocated to the TBA. For the SBOA, the committee recommends that the commission determine the SBOA must use $23,933.83 for the health benefit program, $3,378.89 for the Standard Bread Retirement Fund, and $844.72 for Horse Rescue United, in accordance with the percentages set forth in the SBOA submission. For the THA, the committee recommends that the commission direct the THA to use all the money allocated to it for the health, dental, prescription, and eyeglass benefit programs identified in its submission, and that the commission direct the TBA to use its money for the 2024 New Jersey Bread Incentive Program. Commissioners DiMarzo and Vetrano, have I accurately summarized the committee's findings and recommendations?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So for the freehold portion, which staff recommends tabling, the committee's recommendation was to seek responses from stakeholders to the following two questions. One, should Freehold Raceway receive these funds, given the fact that it will no longer operate a racetrack? And two, if not, how should these funds be allocated? The racetracks and horsemen's organizations would be required to submit written responses to these questions by no later than December 15, 2024, and the matter will be reconsidered at the January 22, 2025 meeting. Is there a motion to adopt the findings of the CSSF committee and to distribute the casino simulcasting special fund money accumulated in 2023 as recommended by the committee?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Commissioner Beck?
Yes.
Commissioner DiMarzo?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Tamara?
Yes.
Commissioner Vetrano?
Yes.
Item 14 is a request for approval of the 2025 Backstretch Advisory Committee budget. NJSA 5:5-44.8 establishes a fund called the Backstretch Benevolency Programs Fund, which is funded by designated charity race days and monetary penalties imposed by the commission for statutory and regulatory violations. In addition, the THA and the SBOA provide financial assistance to this important program, which is used to advance the health, safety, and welfare of Backstretch employees. The Backstretch Advisory Committee met by telephone on October 30th, 2024, and voted to approve a 2025 budget for submission to the commission. The proposed budget is $217,700, which is an increase of $20,475 from last year's approved budget. This increase is attributable to a $1,000 increase in administrative fees for the bookkeeper, a $20,000 increase in consulting fees, and a $525 decrease in special services. Led by Dr. Chris Samaha, the Backstretch Benevolency Program provides extremely worthwhile programs and services to Backstretch employees, which includes counseling, health clinics, screenings, vaccinations, and flu shots. The program also provides recreational and social activities and events. Staff recommend approval of the 2025 budget totaling $217,700 and that it be payable in equal quarterly payments of $54,425 as requested, starting on or about January 1st, 2025. Is there a motion to approve the budget with equal quarterly payments starting on or about January 1st, 2025?
Motion to approve.
I'll move.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion? Commissioner Beck?
Yes.
Commissioner DiMarzo?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Tomorrow?
Yes.
Commissioner Vetrano?
Yes.
Item 15 is the initial decision in Frank W. Soporas versus New Jersey Racing Commission. The initial decision concerns a violation of NJAC 13:71-20.15, which is the commission's whipping rule. On November 8, 2023, the Board of Judges at Freehold Raceway conducted a hearing and determined that Frank W. Soporas violated the rule while driving the horse, needless to say, in the sixth race on October 28, 2023. The Board of Judges specifically found that the petitioner used the whip with more than wrist action, raised his whipping arm above his shoulder, and moved his arm in an exaggerated manner. The Board of Judges imposed a 10-day suspension and a $1,000 fine. This matter was petitioner's second violation of NJAC 13:71-20.15. Petitioner appealed and requested a stay. The stay was granted and the matter was transmitted to the OAL as a contested case on November 30, 2023. On October 8, 2024, the ALJ issued an initial decision which dismissed the petitioner's appeal. When a party fails to appear at an OAL proceeding and the ALJ does not receive an explanation for the non-appearance within one day, the ALJ may return the matter to the agency. Here, the ALJ dismissed the case because the petitioner failed to appear at a September 17, 2024 telephone conference and did not provide an explanation. The initial decision is before the commission to adopt, reject, or modify. Staff recommends adoption. If adopted, staff will issue a ruling imposing a 10-day suspension and a $1,000 fine, and will refer the matter to the Board of Judges for a hearing to determine if the appeal was frivolous in accordance with NJAC 13:71-3. Is there a motion to adopt the initial decision?
Move to adopt.
I'll move.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion? Commissioner Beck?
Yes.
Commissioner DiMarzo?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Tomorrow?
Yes.
Commissioner Vetrano?
Yes.
this concludes our marathon run through the items on Part A of the agenda, which were the items requiring formal action. Part B contains items for discussion and information. First, there is a list of the 2025 Racing Commission meeting dates. The commission will meet on January 22nd, March 19th, May 21, July 23, September 17, and November 19. Second, we have available a breakdown of New Jersey wagering on Far Hills Steeplechase meet on Saturday, October 19, 2024. Third, we have a breakdown of New Jersey wagering on the Breeders' Cup at Del Mar on Friday, November 1st, and Saturday, November 2nd, 2024. At this point, would anyone like to comment or bring new business to the Commission's attention?
Nancy Corbellia, and I'm just speaking as a horse owner and a former municipal official. I was the mayor of Millstone Township for deputy mayor for approximately 13 years and served on my committee for 20 years. Did a lot with the open space preservation, farmland preservation, and certainly has been an advocate of the horse racing industry in that I own horses, as well as served on six county committees as well. And I had the opportunity to work very closely with Senator Beck as well, and brought her to Millstone to meet with a large group of horsemen in the early 2000s. I really have to say that it's a very sad day when we were notified that there was going to be the closing of Freehold Racetrack, in that that will have a tremendous impact on the area that we live in, certainly in Monmouth County. Monmouth County, Upper Freehold, as well as Millstone, has been the hub of harness racing in the North American continent. And I have provided an article that was done a number of years ago by Hoofbeats, which I asked to have distributed to the commission at the conclusion of the meeting, which kind of outlines a lot of the work that has been done in this particular area with harness racing. The impact of the closure of Freehold Racetrack will have a tremendous negative impact in the entire area. Freehold itself will be impacted. It's the number one tax revenue source for that particular municipality. We have lots of farms. Most of the people that race at Freehold are local people. And in addition to that, we are looking for places where those particular horsemen can race. I haven't given up hope that somebody is going to come across and that there will be a buyer for Freehold Racetrack. I will say that it is in disarray because really having raced at Freehold, I'm going to be very honest, we were treated with total and utter disrespect for many years. And I'm going to say that outright. But people love their horses. They love going there. They love racing. They love it. They live in the area. They support the area. They have farms in the area. They reside in the area. They participate in the feed stores. They grow their hay and crops there. They support the economy of the area. And I'm going to tell you, if those horsemen don't have a place to race, wherever it may be, is going to be devastating to New Jersey totally. So as a stopgap measure, I would be extremely happy if we do can make some accommodations at the Meadowlands. I don't know if that's going to be something which is going to be long range. I know that the law says that, you know, you have to have 75 days. I don't anticipate that we're going to be able to get 75 days for Freehold horsemen at the Meadowlands. But I'm going to tell you, at one time, Standard bred horses are different than thoroughbred horses. We race 180 days a year. That's what we should be racing. When the law came out and said that you had to race a minimum of 75 days, I almost died when I was told 75 days is the minimum. 75 days, what happened to 180? Our horses race every week. That's the type of animals that they are. That's not enough for these horses to be, and trainers to be able to support their horses and keep them going. So I really think that we have to find a solution and put our heads together and work together to try to keep this industry going for the economy of the state, for the economy of Monmouth County, Mercer County, Ocean County, and this entire Central Jersey area. We owe it to the people that have been there over the years and have put their blood, sweat, and tears into the community. And I've seen the Racing Commission really be very supportive. And I think that there are many options, and I think if we put our head together with the legislature, which has been very supportive, I think we can find a long-time solution as well as a short-term solution to be able to satisfy what we need to help the horsemen of Freehold. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Would anyone else like to offer comment?
This is Commissioner Tamaro. Does the Assembly and Senate have any bills that are pending for the additional racing?
Not at present, to my knowledge. There's nothing pending.
Okay.
Like, you're talking about legislation that's, like, introduced and pending?
Exactly.
No.
Exactly. Or even in committee?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
We did receive, does anyone who's present in the room right now want to offer comment or on the phone? Otherwise, we did receive one comment via email from Gene Public, who also offered comment on the permit matter. The comment essentially expresses opposition and advocates for disapproval of every item on the agenda. And there's comment about the Seporis matter that it was a whipping charge, and he certainly has a huge whip to whip the horse, poor old horse, whip to run. When it knows it can die from a fall, it's a horrible excuse for gambling. How about changing the system to have human runners instead of whipping the poor baby horses that they run? Two-year-old horses sometimes put that crap in their mouth, make their eyes so they can hardly see, and then whip them. It's a dirty, dirty, deplorable business filled with drugging and hemorrhaging of horses. Stop horse racing. I'd like to thank everyone for attending the meeting today. Is there a motion to adjourn? Oh, I'm sorry. Did I cut someone off?
I have a comment.
Yes.
Yes. My name is Mike Wisniewski. I'm in the public. And I just wanted to have an update. I know in July there was an announcement that Nyra Betts was going to be entering the market. Just an update on the when is that going to happen?
So the application that was filed by Nyra Betts is pending review at this time. The commission has not acted upon it yet.
Okay. Any time frame for that? I know the initial press release had said something. They hope to get something by the end of the year.
We are evaluating internally the scheduling of that matter.
Okay. Thank you.
Is there a motion to adjourn? Did I lose my
question? So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, today's meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.